We are joined here in the media center with the current number one qualifier in Top Fuel, Steve Torrence. His second run of 3.677 seconds at 333.58 miles per hour set both ends of the track record. Steve, talk about that last run and what that felt like.
You know, it was actually kind of surprised me a little bit. I saw a lot of cars going down through there and smoking the tires, and 72 was low before we ran, so I was just hoping that we would go 70, 71 or something and be in the game. But with the conditions like they are, you never know. You could go out. These are when you make those hero runs, when you go 300 feet and smoke the tires, or you go out there and run low ET. And Richard's done really well. We've been trying some different things in the bell housing, and it's coming around. So it's doing what he tells it to do, and it's doing it consistently. So I think that, you know, that surprised me to see the 67, but I was glad to see it. And I think that it's you know, Chicago's always been pretty fast, and so we came here and we're able to make it down through there in the first lap and go 76, and so we were able to build off that on this second lap. But I would say that it was a little bit of a surprise to see the 67 come up, but I was happy to see it.
You have had great success here at this track. You're the defending event winner and obviously coming out and dominating early in the qualifying sessions. What is it about this track?
Well, notoriously, I've not had much success here. I don't think I'd won maybe a couple rounds ever before last year. So, and have always had a good car, just not been able to capitalize and seal the deal here. So last year kind of got the monkey off her back, and I think that Richard has a really good setup, and we're still not back to where we were at last year with the consistency of the car and as dominant of a performance, but I think that it's coming back around, and you know, confidence is high amongst the whole team, so I think it's just a matter of time before we can get back to where we were. And I think that things are coming along really good, so we're making steps in the right direction. And You got to go fast when you're racing guys like Clay Milliken that have run low 60s. So you got to swing for the fence, and Chicago is a good place to do it. And maybe we can continue to be successful.
I know that no run is perfect, but how close to perfection was that second run?
You're asking the wrong guy on that one, because I just ride in it, man. And I'll tell you, I knew it left good. It went low 820s, 60 foot out there, and was running strong. I felt it waddle the tire a little bit there, about 150, 200 foot out. And usually when it does that and makes it through, that's that fast waddle. And so the car was running really well. I could feel it. And when up until Topeka, I'd never been faster than 331, and we just skipped 332 and went to 33 and 34. So when you make some runs like that pretty close together, you begin to feel that it hits the rev limiter a lot sooner in the run, and you're just the last end of the track, you're basically coasting, kind of idling down through there. And and I knew it was a good run, but like I said a minute ago, it surprised me to see the 67.
And you run a little earlier tomorrow, but is there more in it?
You know, I think that probably these were the best conditions that we'll see. I don't know if we'll get any more out of it, but it definitely, I think you can run some low 70s again tomorrow, depending on how long the sun's out and on the track.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.